Today, I'd like to introduce my remarks from a story from my own life, which I feel highlights our common concerns that bring us here together. Several years ago, when my grandparents were well into their 80s, they were faced with the reality of no longer being able to adequately care for themselves. My grandfather spoke of his greatest fear, that of leaving the only home they had known for the past 60 years. The prospect of having to sell their home and give up their independence and move into a retirement home was an extremely difficult experience for them. For them and some older Americans, their so-called golden years are at times not so pleasant, for this period can mean the decline of not only one's health but the loss of identity and self-worth. In many societies, this self-identity is closely related with our social status, occupation, material possessions, or independence. Now, many of the lectures given at this conference have focused on the issues of pension reform, medical care, and the development of public facilities for senior citizens. And while these are vital issues that must be addressed, I'd like to focus my comments on an underlying issue that will affect the overall success of the other programs mentioned. This has to do with reforming our perspectives on what it means to be a part of this group, and finding meaning roles the elderly can and should play in our societies. First of all, I'd like to talk about